Our Thin Ice series this week is looking at the possible impacts of shorter and warmer winters in Wisconsin. Supporters of electric vehicles hope that a switch away from gasoline-fueled cars will reduce greenhouse gas emissions and slow climate change. However, as Chuck Kornbach reports, a new Trump administration freeze on funding for EV charging units has cast doubt on the change to cleaner transportation.
The number of electric vehicles in Wisconsin is thought to be about 27,000. Add in another roughly 13,000 plug-in hybrid gas-electric vehicles. That's a significant increase in recent years, but still less than 1% of vehicles here. One of the new EV drivers is Jeff Smith, a Democratic state senator from Eau Claire County. He bought a 2025 Chevrolet Equinox 2 months ago as part of a long curiosity about EV.
Probably more than a decade. And, you know, waiting for that time when it improved to you get to, for the range and ability to charge. I mean, all that makes a big difference. And I thought now was the time for me, especially since last year we were still able to get a nice subsidy from the federal government to purchase this vehicle. It really helped.
That $7,500 federal EV tax credit still exists, but the Trump administration and some Republicans in Congress are talking about doing away with it. That isn't the only Trump move making waves in the world of EV. While interviewing Senator Smith in his Equinox last week, it was getting charged. At the end of our talk, Smith stepped outside the car to take the connector cable out of his vehicle's charging port and hang it back up in a charging unit about the size of a tall gas pump.
Not much to it.
Smith was at a Quick Trip convenience store near Highways 29 and 53 in Chippewa Falls. The business has one of just four fast charging stations built in Wisconsin with help from some of the first round of federal money for the state under the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program, or NEVI, okayed under the bipartisan infrastructure law President Joe Biden signed 4 years ago. The other three NEVI-backed fast chargers already open are at Quick Trips in West Salem, Ashland, and Menominee. Following the bipartisan passage of state legislation last year, the Wisconsin Transportation Department authorized $23 million of that federal money to help build 53 charging projects along major roads. But this month, the Trump administration froze funding nationally for NEVI, throwing into question the total of $78 million Wisconsin is slated to receive over 5 years. Wisconsin Republican House members are defending the freeze. Representative Brian Stile of Janesville says it's a way to get federal spending under control.
We had 4 years of reckless spending under the Biden administration, and this is our chance to get our priorities right, in particular in an area where the private sector should be investing in this rather than using your taxpayer dollars. And so I think it's a great move.
Two other GOP House members also replied to our request for comment. Representative Tom Tiffany of Northern Wisconsin writes that when a business opens a gas station, it pays for its own fuel pumps. The same should apply to EV chargers. Western Wisconsin Representative Derek Van Orden writes that NEVI was part of, quote, President Biden's rogue climate initiative, and that, quote, his constituents are more concerned with bringing down the former president's inflated gas and diesel prices. Quick Trip declined an interview, but the company sent along images of customer praise for the new EV chargers and encouraged EV drivers to download a company app for up-to-date charger availability. We asked Representative Stile about what he'd tell Quick Trip, a major Wisconsin corporation, about the federal funding freeze.
Well, I hope that they're able to operate without your tax dollars being used as a subsidy. So I have no problem with electric cars or electric vehicle charging stations, the same way I don't have a problem with an internal combustion engine or a gas station.
The Evers administration says the federal move may pull back $7 million for 15 Wisconsin charging stations already approved, including one in Greenfield. Federal officials say they'll publish a new draft plan for NEVI funding this spring. But new EV driver, State Senator Smith, says for now he's very disappointed. He says Republicans in Washington
are taking a very short-sighted and, I think, dangerous view of the future.
Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.